Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, let's get right into this. What is the worst thing your teenager has ever done? And I know it's a loaded question, but can any of you think back to when you were a teen? We did some stupid stuff. We got a message from Deb for Parental Confidential this morning. She's from Spencerport. Her 15-year-old daughter did something that some teens are not brave enough to do. She snuck a boy into their house into her bedroom. Take a listen to the message. In 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text or comment. Or even if you want to share your personal stories, Deb wrote in and said, "I'm Wilson Breezy. My name's Deb. Wanted to share this. I don't care if people judge me. I just need advice. My 15-year-old daughter tried to sneak a boy. Well, not try. She did. Into her room in last Saturday. And yes, I said sneak a boy in. He's 15. She's 15. This was in my house. I walked by her room. Can hear music playing. First off, it's past 11. So I poked my head in to ask her to shut it down. Also, no, I did not knock. It's my house. So I walked in there and she's making out with some random boy on her bed. Someone I have never met. I thought I was going to kill her." Before anyone says teenagers are going to experiment, there is some boundaries you don't cross. She crossed it. There are rules in my house. I did some stupid stuff too as a teen, but doesn't mean she gets to. I am so furious and I can barely think straight. She's at that age where she wants independence, but she still needs a lot of guidance. And I don't know where the line is between being a really strict parent as a single mom or being too controlling. And I won't lie, I am hard on her a majority of the time, but I feel like my authority is undermined. And I just don't know how to handle this without making her resent me. I just want to teach her responsibility, respect, and boundaries. But how do I do that without creating a bigger divide? And honestly, I just don't even know if grounding is going to work at this point. I've taken away her privileges. I've tried talking to her, but nothing seems to stick. And I would like advice from parents who've been here, who've had a teen completely ignore the rules and put themselves at risk. What has worked before it's too late?
So this exact, I have been in this exact situation.
Like sneaky.
I was 16. And I had like five girlfriends over and my parents had gone to bed and my friend asked if we could have two boys over.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, yeah, my parents are sleeping, like whatever.
You're the worst.
So they came. We were downstairs. My parents were upstairs.
Yeah.
And we were just like hanging out.
Uh-huh.
And
they had no idea you brought two boys into the house.
Sleeping. Oh, my. And I heard the door open. My parents' door open.
Okay.
And my mom was coming, like about to come downstairs to let the dog out.
Yeah.
So I sprinted up the stairs and I said, Oh, I'll do it. I'll take the dog.
Oh my God. I'll do it.
And I was like, not.
So
I was like,
obvious.
Come here, Rosie. And she was like, that's Gussie. Like, that's not even the right dog. And I was like, it's okay. Like, whatever. So I took the dog out and she just like went back into bed. And then, but she was up and I was like, you guys got to go. Like, my mom's like awake. And she saw the headlights leave the driveway. She was like, who was just here?
They drove to and they parked in the driveway? You're an idiot.
No, I know. So long story longer, I got in a lot of trouble and I was supposed to take my driver's license test the next week. My parents made me wait a whole month.
Yeah.
Or no, like, I mean, when you are booking your license or road test, you have to wait like 6 months.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Because it takes a while.
Sure.
So.
How old were you when you did this?
16.
Yeah. See, I mean.
Oh my God. My mom was pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, she was so mad.
Listen, my 16-year-old girlfriend at the time when we were in high school snuck me into her room when her parents had the room next door. And I was like, I'm not comfortable with this. We're going to get caught. She's like, chill. I was the one that was always like straight as an arrow. I'm like, this is wrong. I can't do this. I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, but can I ask a serious question to this mom?
Yeah.
And listen, I know it's like less of two evils, but wouldn't you rather her sneak someone in than her sneak out?
I don't think, no.
You
can't be doing that at 15.
Okay.
Anyone ever catch their teen doing something brave such as this? 585-252-9800. Because in this situation, what advice would you give to our listener, Deb? Let me go over here. Who's it? Jeff says, I would focus on the fact that sneaking a boy in isn't just breaking rules. It could be dangerous. You don't even know who this kid is. So framing it around safety instead of punishment might help. But holy crap, teens will be teens, I guess. Yeah, some of you are so happy that you don't have a daughter. Good morning, guys. My 14-year-old snuck a boy in, and I lost it. 14. Grounding doesn't work. Didn't do anything. But having a serious sit-down about trust, it does work. Some teens are, it's more uncomfortable to have the conversation, if you will.
Yeah.
Because teens are relentless. Chris says, hey, guys, sorry, but if you're 15... and your kid is sneaking a boy in at that age, maybe ask yourself where you're failing as a parent. You can say you're a strict parent all you want, but if your kid actually respects you, they wouldn't dare trying pulling this a stunt like this. So basically, you had no respect for your parents, huh, Breezy?
It's not that. It's just that I was trying to impress your friends? I was troubled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're trying to impress your friends. If you think that's bad, wait till you hear some of the stories of what she did in college. Guys, this is the exact moment. You start questioning everything you thought about parenting. I would have lost it. They're sneaky. And then there's this. And this is an automatic no. This came in from Melissa. Yeah, so you have to basically, not that we're parents here, but Deb, you got to put the fear in your daughter. It sounds like the whole grounding and taking away our privileges like you've been doing, it doesn't work.
I'm sure it's hard as a single mom. I will say the car thing struck me like nothing has ever struck me before.
So depending on when she's going to be 16, which is probably coming up, threaten her with that. You don't get to take your road test. You don't get a permit.
No. Yeah. It was a cruel and unusual punishment, but it did work because all I wanted to do was get my license. And then I was set to get it. And then I... set to even take it, not even to say you'll pass on the first time. It just pushed me back 6 months of everything. 6 months is a long time when you're 15, 16 years old.
And in those 6 months you were waiting, were you on a narrow path? Straight narrow path?
Yeah, I mean, I would say.
Wait, I got to get to Nicole. Let me get to one more here. People are acting like they didn't do dumb crap when they were a teenager. She was caught making out with a boy. Trust me when I say it could be worse. I was having sex by the time I was 14. Teens do stupid stuff. Ground your daughter and move on. Well, again, doesn't seem like that was working.
Not at all. So.
Deb, thank you for the message and allowing us to read it on the show. I do appreciate you sliding into our inbox like that.
Oh my God.
You know, it's definitely tough. And you got to have the conversation with your daughter, but scare her.
Put the wrath in, yeah.
You have to do it. Make her uncomfortable. But I agree with this one listener. Make it about safety, not about punishment. That might help. We got to take a quick break, guys. If you ever do want to be a part of the show, especially for Parental Confidential, you can send us a message on our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester or Facebook 98PXY. We'll be right back.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98PXY.
Get your Christmas wish list in order. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Well, it's that time of year.
Take notes, my friends, because when people ask you, what do you want for Christmas? I have just the thing for you. This is not an infomercial, and this is not sponsored, and I haven't even tried this product yet. But it's all I want for Christmas.
Who are you asking to get it for you?
Well, I asked Patrice, and she said it was over. Like, she said the shopping
was over.
Oh, yeah.
You missed the cutoff.
She said this is your last gift.
Okay.
Why I oughta.
What do you think?
Like, okay.
What is it, and what's the price range?
I think it's like $50. So, I feel like recently, I've just been very anxious. Like the last couple weeks, and I was like, why am I so anxious? Like, this is so crazy. Like, what? And then I looked at my screen time and I was like, wow. Oh,
that's where it's coming
that's
from.
That's probably it. You literally just look down at your phone all day and you don't live in reality and you just scroll on social media apps that aren't real and you don't know any of those people. So,
how long?
My friends and I were out last night and we were looking at it. And comparatively to some of my friends, I'm in the clear. But I'm averaging...
On a given day.
On a given day, like 6 hours and 40 minutes. But like, that's average. But like, on any given day, it's like 8 hours and 30 minutes.
Right, a full-time work day. To
correct.
Be just staring at your phone.
Right. So
yeah, I get it. You're depressed.
No, I fully am.
What do you want for Christmas that's going to help you with this?
So for Christmas, my friend has it, and she was like, you need to get one. Like, it'll help you so much. There's this thing called a brick, okay?
Yeah.
And this brick is, it's a physical device, and you, like, put your phone over it, and then you go about your day.
It's an actual...
It's a literal brick. It's like technology, but
sure.
It's like this big and it's a square and you put your phone over it. And basically, once you put your phone over it, it locks
all of
your apps. Like the apps
you can
you
still
want.
Use the phone though.
Yeah, you can use your phone, you can text, but like you can handpick the apps that you want to be blocked. So Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Like, one, if you go to click on those apps, it's like, you're bricked. Like, you can't go on this.
So, how do you access them?
So, you have to go back and physically go back to the brick. So, like, if I bricked and then I came to work, I couldn't go on Instagram.
So, it's like a box that goes over your phone?
You, like, put your phone over the box to, like, lock it and unlock it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Okay, so you're not carrying it around with you.
No, that would defeat the purpose because then you could just unbrick all the time.
Oh, I see. So it's $50.
So I'm gonna keep it at home.
Yeah.
And I'll probably do it more so when I'm home.
So if you want to unbrick while you're at work, you have to wait to get home?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You get five emergency bricks throughout the whole lifetime.
Dude, the whole time you have this brick.
Yep.
Guys, who needs this? Is this a good gift?
I need it.
I know people who their screen time is over 10, 11 hours
because
in a day.
You can put like screen time notifications and stuff on your phone. Like I have that with Instagram. It's like, hey, you've been on for an hour and a half. Like maybe you should log off. And I'm like, don't tell me what to do. Bypass.
You can get brick. Getbrick.app. Okay, this is live
now.
It's
free.
Oh, guys. Yeah, it's $50. You get two of them for $95.
Mm-hmm.
Real benefits of digital wellness.
Yeah, I know. It's a real thing.
It looks like it's just a tiny little square thing, and it looks like a charger.
So, like, when I'm... So, for example, my friend Alex has this, and I'll be texting her, and I'll say, like, hey, I just sent you a DM on Instagram. She's like, I'm bricked. Like, I can't look at it till later. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, some people need this.
It's honestly like, I fear, well, not fear. I hope it's going to change my life.
I think it'll benefit all of us because so many of us, the last thing we do is, you know, we get into bed, we get ready to fall asleep, but we're scrolling for like 45 minutes. We're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. It's why some of us lose sleep too.
Like, I want a brick before bed.
Yeah, you know
what
have
I
mean? To.
And like keep the brick in my kitchen. So it's like, no, like I have to go physically go all get the way up. Downstairs. Like, I'm not doing that.
It's not a bad idea for a gift because a lot of parents probably listening should get this for their teens.
That is so true. Because teens can bypass parental controls. They're smarter than you. They're more tech savvy than you. But a physical brick that's sleeping with you under your pillow, they're not coming in to get it.
Right. So you can get the brick app, but...
And there's no subscription. Like, you just buy the right. brick and you get the app and it's you're done.
Yeah, there's a holiday sale going on for it right now, but you can go to getbrick.app. That's it.
Not the ads. No, I'm very excited to explore a new era of digital wellness in 2026.
No, we're all so very proud of you. I'm glad that you're self-aware that you have a problem.
I'm growing and changing every day. No, it's amazing.
98 Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Swy is free and always will be.
It's Friday. What's up, guys? 5th of December. Thank you so much for starting the weekend off with us.
Thank you.
What point does a friend become so close that you don't need an invite anymore to just drop by?
Not just drop by. Come to parties, come to gatherings. It's a whole thing.
It is. So Angie has been on hold waiting to settle the debate this morning. Who's in the wrong here? The best friend for not extending an invite? Or Angie for assuming she didn't need one?
Yeah. The unsurprise, like the surprise pop-in and unannounced pop-in is wild.
Get her on with us. Hi, Angie. How's it going?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say that I'm not trying to take sides here, but I think you're 100% in the wrong on this one.
I need to hear the full story before I pick my sides. So.
Go ahead, Angie. Yes. Let it rip.
You just have to let me explain myself, okay? Because I am telling you, this is not on me, okay? So, like, are you guys cool with me just being, like, blunt? Because I have some thoughts. I promise I won't swear.
Yeah. Be blunt, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, I promise I won't swear because it's hard in or anything, but I
and
am.
And the FCC, but yeah,
honestly,
perfect.
I'm still heated about this situation, okay? So my best friend, and when I say best friend, I mean, like, she's basically my sister. She had a little holiday party this year at her house. I saw that she was doing it on Facebook. Nothing crazy, right? It was the day after Thanksgiving. She invited, like, all of her coworkers over, and I wasn't technically, like, on the invite list, but, like, I mean, why would I need an invite? Like I said, she's like my sister. I've known this woman for like 25 years. So that's what I'm thinking, basically, right?
Okay.
So I've been to every holiday party, every get together she has ever hosted. We have been through everything together, right? So I showed up, right? Not a big deal. I even brought a bottle of wine, right? I didn't show up empty-handed.
No, of course.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Generous.
Thank you. I mean, it's just good etiquette, right?
Was it Yellowtail?
Oh, my.
Friends, yeah.
No, what? No, I picked up something.
I'm kidding.
It's a little nicer than that, right? It's a holiday party. I was like, okay, you know, Merry Christmas. I'll bring this in for you. Okay, so I walk in the house. And I'm super excited to see everybody, right? And when she sees me walk in the door, she's, like, looking at me like she is looking at a ghost. And I was so confused.
So you basically invited yourself over there. You didn't ask her to show up. This is a party she had for her, who was it, coworkers?
Yeah, it was for her coworkers. But, like, we don't work together right now. But we have worked together in the past. We've been coworkers before.
Wait, so you've, like, shared the same coworkers? Like, you know these people?
Not these people. I mean, like, I've heard her talk about them before. Like,
not,
you know,
the parasocial,
I know, like,
relationship.
I know who they are.
Sure.
Right, exactly. And when I walk in, like, she is literally looking. She comes up to me and she's like, Angie, what are you doing here? And I was like, what do you mean? You're having a party. We're best friends. Like, of course I'm going to be here. Hello.
Sure.
Everyone's, like, staring at me like I just, like, crashed somebody's wedding or something. I was like, what is going on? She pulls me aside. She's, like, super upset that I'm here, which, like, first of all, ouch. Like, hello. Like I said, we've been best friends for 25 years. Like,
yeah, but you weren't invited.
I want to come to your party. Well, it's like, I mean, it's always an open invite. Like, of course I'm invited. If I ever had anything, like, I don't need to put her on the Facebook invite list. Like, she just, you know, she's invited, you know.
So let me ask you, is she married? Does she have kids?
Oh, yeah, she's married. Her husband, I think, he wasn't there that night. He's, like, he's out of town for business, I think, or something. So he's not even there. So I was like, I figured, you know, like, it's just her. I'll come. I'll bring some wine. You know, I'll like, you know, help be a little host with her, you know. And I figured I was doing her a favor. I'm so confused as to why she's looking at me like this.
It's not. But this isn't a 90s sitcom. You can't just drop by and walk in someone's house when they don't even know you're coming over.
We have that kind of relationship. Okay.
We're
don't think so. No.
Well. Until this night, like, until this party, I thought we did, and now I'm so confused. I mean, if she popped in my house, I mean, anytime is fine. I would never, you know, I would never be upset if she came walking through the door. And
yeah.
So she's super upset. I'm so confused. I was like, I'm sorry. I shouldn't need a formal invite to step into my best friend's house.
I get it. I have that relationship, too. But at the same time, a text at the very least, hey, I'm popping by, for her to either say thumbs up or her to say, yeah, no, it's not that vibe, like, we're wrapping up, whatever. You don't know what was going on. Maybe she's up for a promotion and you're just a lot.
I get where you're coming from. I did this too at one point with friends, but it was before they were married with kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't do that now. And they can do it for me because I'm the single guy. You know, come over anytime. I don't really have responsibilities, but you doing that, I don't understand why. It's weird to me that you don't find it weird.
Listen, you guys don't understand, okay?
So
this woman and I, our relationship, it's just that's totally, like, not out of the ordinary. Anytime.
Well, if that was the case, she wouldn't have been weirded out when you showed up.
Exactly.
So
no, I'm sorry, I disagree. I just really think that she's in the wrong here.
I don't. I mean, it's her house. Her
house, so. Really, it's her house. I don't understand why you would think.
You changing facts is wild, but whatever.
Okay.
No.
It's okay. We got to go.
585-252-9800. Whose side are you on here? Who's right or wrong? Angie just kind of showed up.
No, I'm telling you, she's the one that made it weird. It was not me.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks anyways, Angie. I'm going to get to some texts and messages coming in, but I appreciate you agreeing to come on the show with us. I thought this was interesting. Yeah. Happy holidays. Okay. right out the gate, this lady needs to be taught some manners. You can't just show up at someone's house, best friend or not. If she didn't invite you, that is the message right there.
This person says, I wouldn't even do this with my real sister.
Yeah, I don't either anymore.
This person says, it doesn't matter if your family or best friends, boundaries still exist, and it's simple. It's a simple ask. She's not in the wrong.
Let's go over to Liz. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I would be pissed if my own mother or sister did this to me, because people have work circles, and I would have been upset too. Just because we are best friends, it doesn't give you the right to just show up unannounced. I kind of got the ick listening to her on the phone.
I have like different friend groups, and that's fine. Like, I have friends from high school. I have friends from workout. I have friends from, you know what I mean? And when those like intertwine and intercross, that's fine. It's not like I don't want that to happen, but I just need a heads up, because it honestly causes me a little bit of anxiety to have like my wires crossed in life sometimes.
I totally get that too. Let's go over to this person. Shannon says, if my best friend crashed the party, I'd laugh and hand her a drink. No way would I act weird about it. Hi, Moose and Breezy. A few years ago, I was in charge of throwing a baby shower for a close friend at work. Strictly just our circle of people we work with. My best friend, who's no longer in my life, showed up and starts asking people to do shots.
Oh my
God. It got messy, but people need to understand boundaries. Yeah. So, I mean, clearly the holiday season is when boundaries go right out the window. Mm-hmm. Angie, you're in the wrong.
You are in the wrong. And I mean, this person says, rule number one, best friends or not, do not come to my house uninvited. This lady overstepped 100%.
You are out of order. You are out of order, Angie.
Stay in line, queen.
It's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.